Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Go to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, yes, my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve. Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve. Temple say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah. All of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory, Lord.
Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory,
Oh, Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Where the power is. Just call the name Jesus, Lord. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Oh. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to him and him alone. There's nothing he cannot fix for you. He came to die just to save your soul, so devil can not get a hold. So don't you worry, he's in control.
Just call the name Jesus.
Just
know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord. And I know what time time stood still. Bodies were healed. Families restored. Because we stay here in the presence of the Lord. No one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound. But I give up everything for this treasure of mine. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. Please, I don't want you to go.
I'm the only one who has the burning heart. Would you say, I want more? Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We bless the holy name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you all glory, all honor belongs to you, O God. We thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you, O God. Thank you, Lord, you woke us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness, O God. You are always faithful. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we give you all honor, all glory, and adoration, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory. We bless the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just want to say from the bottom of our hearts, to the depth of our souls, we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. We bless your name. Oh, Father God, we praise you. We worship you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, breathe upon each and every one of us this morning. Holy Spirit, release your breath into the atmosphere. Release your breath into our dwelling place. Holy Spirit, release your breath. Breathe upon each and every one of us. We pray for divine CPR. Resuscitate us, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, we want you to resuscitate us. We want you to resuscitate us, Holy Spirit. Resuscitate our lives. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. We cannot make it without you, Spirit of the living God. Lead us, guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we turn this prayer service over to you. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored, not only in this service, but every second of our lives. The name of Jesus be glorified. We thank you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence. Lead us, guide us, teach us. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, O God, and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Lord, I pray for mercy, mercy for myself, mercy for the children, O God, mercy for my husband, O God, mercy for each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Father, we are truly sorry for all that we've done that is not pleasing to you, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit move in our lives. Show us things in our lives that do not please God. And Father, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on our children. Have mercy on our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we release the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And so, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the glorious blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the glorious blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood that gave us strength from day to day. Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for your redeeming blood. In the name of Jesus, we soak this day in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak ourselves, our tissues, our organs, and our system in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We release the blood of Jesus into the airwaves. We release the blood of Jesus into the cyberspace, the networks. Release the blood of Jesus, O God, over this radio service. The blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. Oh God, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the precious blood. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us. Let the blood speak for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We cover our cars with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We cover our children and grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. Our homes with the blood of Jesus. All our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the full armor of God and the armor of light, O God, on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, on each and every one of us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you, O God, will be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God. And the glory within us, be a wall of fire around us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your glory rest upon each and every one of us, O God. Let your glory rest upon us, O God. Let your glory rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of Jesus. Father God, you are the glory. You are the lifter of our hands. Father, we bless your name. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the fresh anointing. Empower us, O God. Help us to do all that you've called us to do. Lord, open our spiritual senses. In the name of Jesus, reveal Jesus to us this morning. Reveal Jesus in a spectacular way, O God, that his name will be glorified. So we thank you and we bless you. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Once again, I am Apostle Marco Brumboy from I Am That I Am, Fred Epineco Ministry. Hallelujah. We are talking about for the namesake of God. And we prayed the prayer for yesterday. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Hallelujah. God's name is a name, hallelujah, that is holy. Reverend, he said, do not profane his name. Hallelujah. And we should not profane his name. Hallelujah. And when you profaning someone's name or profaning your parents' name, that means perhaps your parents have sitting up high. I have done some great things and has a great reputation. And so your parents will say, don't spoil my name. But God tells us, don't spoil my name. Do not spoil my name. In other words, do not make me shame. My name has a lot of weight and bearing because the Lord chose the children of Israel. Hallelujah. The 12 tribes. He entered into covenant with them. He took them out of Egypt, brought them to the Red Sea. He did some marvelous, miraculous stuff. He fed them supernaturally with a manna from heaven. Hallelujah. These are the people that the Lord chose, the children of Israel. We are engrafted through the children of Israel. So what is his name is upon them. So, for example, if you say my last name, my maiden last name, people will ask you, do you know this person? Do you know this person? So they look at the name and try to see if I'm related to those people that bear my last name, Brewer, or what Do you know this? And then to find out that we are related. Amen. And that's how things happen. So that's why we be careful how we carry ourselves. And then when it comes to the kingdom of God, I don't know if you all realize that we carry his name. We are kingdom sons and daughters. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Amen. So we carry his name. And so that's why we have to be aware of it and be very careful that we do not bring shame to his name. Hallelujah. We have to be extremely careful. That's why when we're talking about names, that's why reputation and character is so important. Sometimes people will lie on somebody's name and spoil their reputation and spread lies about that person and spoil their reputation or spread truth and build up their reputation. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. So that's why we have to be very careful. The Lord is very adamant about those things. Hallelujah. So his name is holy. He's clean. He's righteous. Before, a long time ago, they never called on the name of Almighty God. You know what they call him? They call him Hashem because they were afraid. They would not allow the children of Israel. So when the pillar of cloud appeared, every one of them fell flat on their foot. They had to close them and be afraid to look up. That's how powerful in the Old Testament. They said Hashem. They could not say Adonai or Elohim, or they could not say Abba Father or Jehovah Jireh. They had to say Hashem because that's his name was holy. Hashem means the name. His name is higher than every other name in the universe. So we must be very careful in what we do that. We must not profane the name of the Lord. He said, do not take my name in vain. And God is serious about that. He doesn't play when it comes to his name. Hallelujah. And that's why Moses said, for your name's sake, Lord, I know we have not done right, but for your name's sake, please do this and that. And sometimes God reappears and says, just for my name's sake, I'm going to do it. You don't deserve it. But for my name's sake, I'm going to do it. You don't deserve it. I'm not going to spoil my name. My name is who I am. Hallelujah. God's name is his reputation. And God's name is his honor. He's not going to risk his reputation and his name. Hallelujah. I will not profane my name. For my name, holy namesake. And that's why the children of Israel, they profaned God's name because they worship idols, they made so many. They did a lot of things. But because of his grace and because of his goodness and because of his unmerited favor, honor his great name. Hallelujah. And sometimes that we're honoring his great name is he will do stuff for us that we don't deserve, or he will honor it because we're hard-headed and we want to do things our own way. So that's why he brings judgment upon us. God is God. He said, I will have mercy who I choose to have mercy on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you profane the name of Almighty God, you're sinning against him when you do that. But in spite of it all, forgive. I mean, God is so good. How many of us this morning know that we do not deserve it, but because of his favor, because of his grace, because of his name, he grants us different things when we don't even deserve it. Because of his name, we could have been dead, but because of his name, hallelujah. I want you to take that very, very seriously. For my name's sake, I will not do A, B, C. For my name's sake, if it just be as unmerited grace and favor. When the different places heard that God chose the children of Israel were coming through, they were afraid because they knew that the children of Israel bear the name of Almighty God. So they were so afraid and they knew what God could do. Hallelujah. And that's why when Jesus died on the cross, he said, I have given you a name above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm saying all of this. This morning, I woke up late for the prayer line because I was in an emergency room with my daughter, late until almost 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. But she was in a car accident, which could have been fake. So it could have been I could be saying something different, or you wouldn't even hear my voice this morning. Hallelujah. It's because of his name. Because of his name, for his name's sake. Not because of what I did, I have done, because of what she has done. It is because of his name's sake that he saved her. And she's not dead, she's alive. Because of his namesake. And this is why I tell people every time, always lift up your, people get angry sometimes and don't pray for their children. But there's not a day I come on this prayer line or anytime in my prayers, anytime that I don't pray for each and every one of my children and grandchildren. And as sometimes I call their names, hallelujah. But we none of us deserve the favor and the grace of God. It's God who chooses to release that unto us. That's when the enemy, he doesn't even know the way God operates. He thinks he knows. So he passed judgment on us. He passed judgment. And then when he passed judgment on us, God comes in. Even though we're guilty. But guess what? As guilty as we are, but because of his name, hallelujah, we are accused 24/7. Enemy is always accusing the children of God. Yes. Hallelujah. But because of God's name, for his name's sake. For his name's sake, he saves us, he redeems us. What do you mean? Because God has made several promises, his covenant blessings. And one of the blessings is a blessing of protection. Most of the time we read Psalm 91. Hallelujah. And God covers us, he protects us, he protects our children, he protects our grandchildren, he protects our lives, he protects our destiny. What God says we'll do, and Jesus said, even if you eat and drink anything deadly, it will not harm you. So therefore, as a Christian with faith and we go and do ABC, it does not harm because of God. His name is on it. His name is on it. There's power in the name of Jesus. His name is holy. His name is righteous. Yesterday we said the name for your name's sake. What is his name? In this ministry, the ministry goes by the name of God. That's why a lot of times, a lot of people do not know how to tap into it. And so because the ministry bears his name, Exodus 3:14, what Moses said, who should I call you? He said, I am that I am. Tell them, I am. You know what it means to say, I am, send me? I tell them, I am that I am, my God. That's when the children of Israel knew it was God who sent Moses. My brothers and sisters, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Oh, your name is worthy, O God. Your name is glorious. And so this morning, you don't know what the Lord did, has done for us through the night. Save us. Redeem our children. Because of his name. It's not because we come on the prayer line and pray. It's because of his name's sake. So we bless the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I feel that we need to just lift up our voices and praise him for setting us free. But say, praise him for delivering us. Praise him for providing for us. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his grace. Praise him for his loving kindness. Praise him. He's God. Hallelujah. Praise him. And we thank him. Jeremiah 14 said, though our iniquities testify against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake. Though our iniquities testify against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake. For our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you, Lord. But act for your name's sake. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Honor your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us for your name's sake. For your name's sake. Not because you deserve it, for your name's sake. And we pray these prayers yesterday. We pray for our children. We pray for our spouses. We pray for ourselves. When we come here, don't take these things for granted, please. Daniel 9:90, oh Lord, hear, oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not. Lord, delay not. Forgive us, oh God. Pay attention to us, oh God. Delay not for your own name's sake. Lord, forgive us, oh God. Because we are your people who are called by your name. For your name's sake, forgive us. Pay attention to us for your name's sake. Great God, hallelujah, his name's sake. So when you pray, Lord, for your name's sake. But the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake. Lord, do not forsake us. We deserve to be forsaken for the things that we do, but do not forsake us. Do not forsake us. We are your kingdom sons and daughters for your great. Do not forsake us. We are your sons and daughters. We are your people. Do not forsake us, O God, for your great name's sake. Hallelujah. And you pray for your children, Lord, do not forsake my children for your great name's sake. Lord, do not forsake my grandchildren for your great namesake, do not forsake me, do not forsake my husband, for your great namesake, because we are your people. You have made us a people for yourself. Psalm 23, verse 3 says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Lord, restore my soul for your namesake. Lord, restore my children's soul for your namesake. Lord, restore my spouse's soul for your namesake. Restore my soul for your namesake. Lead me in paths of righteousness for your namesake. Not just one path, but paths of righteousness for your namesake. I don't even deserve to be there, but because of your namesake. Lead my children in paths of righteousness for your namesake. Lead my grandchildren in paths of righteousness for your namesake. Psalm 25, verse 11 says, for your namesake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, my guilt. I'm guilty, but Lord, for your namesake, I'm sorry. Have mercy. Pardon me for, pardon my guilt for your namesake. And David is it because he's saying that his guilt is so great. What he has done is so great. But he said, Lord, for your namesake, oh Lord, pardon my guilt. Psalm 25, verse 11, pardon my guilt for your namesake, oh Lord. Psalm 31, verse 3 says, for you are my rock and my fortress, and for your namesake, feed me and guide me, oh God. Psalm 31, verse 3 says, for you are my rock and my fortress, and for your namesake, lead me and guide me. Oh, Father, you are my children's rock and a fortress. And for your namesake, lead them and guide them in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are my husband's rock and fortress. And for your namesake, lead him and guide him. Father, you are my grandchildren's rock and fortress. For your namesake, lead them and guide them. Lord, every member of this prayer line and their families, you are our rock and our fortress. For your namesake, lead us and guide us, O God. Psalm 79, verse 9 says, help us, O Lord, O God of our salvation. For the glory of your name, deliver us and atone for our sins for your namesake. Help us, O God, of our salvation. Help my children, O God, of their salvation. Help my spouse, O God, of your salvation. Help us, O God, of our salvation for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins for your namesake. Psalm 106, verse 8 says, yet he saved them for his namesake. Lord, save me for your namesake. Save my spouse for your namesake. Save my children for your namesake. Save us. Save all of us here this morning for your namesake. And then it says that he might make known his mighty power. He make known his mighty power, and he saves us for his namesake. Hallelujah. Psalm 143, verse 11 says, for your namesake, O Lord. You see, I prayed that yesterday. I said, Lord, for your namesake, you, if you can remember, preserve my life in your righteousness. Bring my soul out of, I said, well, Psalm 143, 11. For your namesake, O Lord. I said it, O Lord, for your namesake, preserve my children's lives in their righteousness. Bring their soul out of trouble. And he did that. He did that for my daughter. He's done that numerous times. Not because of what she did or what I did. Hallelujah. Psalm 143, and that, you see, that's why you got to pray these prayer points. Don't take these things for granted when you come on the prayer line, because you see that God moved for your namesake. Okay, but I suppose that didn't happen to me. Well, it didn't happen to you, but you don't know what will happen to you or your children. So you are a son and daughter of God. That's why you got to pray for your namesake, oh Lord, preserve us life in your righteousness. Bring her soul out of trouble. Oh God, for your name's sake, oh Lord, preserve Al's life in your righteousness. Bring his soul out of trouble. For your name's sake, oh Lord, preserve Ricky's life in your righteousness. Bring his soul out of trouble. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve Crystal's life in your righteousness. Bring her soul out of trouble. For your name's sake, preserve our grandchildren's lives in your righteousness. Bring their souls trouble. And God did just that. And he's doing it even as we pray. For my name's sake, I will defer my anger. For the sake of my praise, I will restrain it for you. Psalm 48, 9 to 11. Let me read this again. For my name's sake, I defer my anger. For the sake of my praise, I restrain it for you, that I may not cut you off. For my own sake, I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory will I not give to another. He does this thing for his name's sake. And I'm going to end right here with that. Must you continue in sin for grace to abound? Do you know the grace that is on the name of God? His grace. Hallelujah. Let us bless the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this revelation of your, because of your namesake. Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, I say thank you. Thank you for saving not only Crystal, but the other driver, oh God, for your name's sake. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for us. Just you make you healing, you set, you delivering, you restoring miracles, signs, and wonders. Why? Not because of what we deserve, because of your name's sake. Because of your name's sake, oh Lord. We should have been fired from our jobs, but because of your name, oh God, you kept us on the job. We should have been in the hospital, but because of your namesake, we can come together. Lord, we do not take it for granted. We honor your name. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I reveal my deep secrets to my covenant sons and daughters. Not because of what they've done. For my name's sake. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Yeshua, Hamashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. I apologize for starting late, but I stayed too late in the emergency room. Just keep us lifted in prayer. And I'm going to be on the 9 a.m. prayer line this morning doing Bible studies for those of you who want to join us. We started Tuesday and Wednesday, but we decided to add Monday to it. So join us at 9 o'clock for prayers, Bible study, if you can make it. We love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Bye-bye.